If there's ever been a nation that embodied the principle that totalitarianism and evil go hand in hand, it's the Soviet Union. Yet even today, with the USSR fully dismantled, repudiated, gone from the face of the earth, and an entire generation of survivors bearing witness to its evils, much of the American public has failed to register the enormity of the evil its murderous leaders perpetrated. Why? Well, at least in part because America's liberal establishment was committed to apologizing for this bloodthirsty regime. They minimized, concealed, denied, and discredited factual reports of the atrocities and oppression, and demonized those who tried to bring it to the public's attention. Thankfully, in the end, there is a positive message for us in the saga of the Cold War, that once again, the American commitment to freedom and willingness to confront evil prevailed over a vicious foe, despite the fervent opposition, obstruction, hostility, and appeasing mindset of sympathetic liberalism. None of this would have been possible without the determination of one man, President Ronald Reagan, who was driven to take his place in American history by a basic faith in the American experiment in freedom and an equally passionate contempt for the evil of the Soviet Empire and the communist system that enslaved it. Before Reagan came onto the scene, however, the outlook for America in its historic struggle against Soviet communism looked anything but promising. By the late 1970s, the nation had slipped into a state of military decline and had degenerated into a spirit of pessimism and defeatism, with long gas lines, stagflation, double-digit interest rates, unemployment, and no prospect for better times. President Carter's proposed solution was austerity and sacrifice, doom and gloom, and ultimately surrender to the idea that America's better days were behind us.